You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Zelda Grimshaw on the line. G'day, Zelda. How are you? Hello?
Yes, hi.
Thought I'd lost you again. Tell us, can you give my listeners a little bit of a rundown of what you've been doing this week?
Yeah, so on Tuesday morning we put a barricade up outside the bullet factory at Benalla. It's owned by the Defence Department, but they lease it to two private companies, NIA, who manufacture bullets for Australian police, and Thales, who manufacture a whole lot of munitions there, including some that they export to Indonesia, who use them in West Papua.
That's right. And so there were about, you were, had about 25 compatriots, and you set up a barricade and successfully stopped the shift, the worker shifts going in, didn't you?
We did. We actually stopped two shifts going in, so no bullets made in the factory that day. We set up quite a hard barricade with a wrecked vehicle, so we had a vehicle that we placed in front of their gate. We locked their gate and then chained our wrecked vehicle to the gate. So, there was definitely no cars going in or out of the factory that day. And then watched as the early morning workers just turned around and had a day off.
So tell us, what's been the response of the police?
Well, it was curious that police didn't even talk to us. So the police turned up fairly quickly, and I mean, I guess I expected the barricade to be down within an hour, but the police didn't even approach us and talked to the Defence Department guys who'd come out to, you know, keep an eye on us, and hung around for half an hour or so. Our liaison person spoke to them and said, oh, you know, you don't really need to be here. This is, you know, we're peaceful people and no one's going to get hurt here. So I'm sure you're busy and you've got other things to do. but, I mean, we've said that to police before at actions, and that hasn't sent them on their way. But this time it did. They left. And most of the day there were no police even present. So much later, and we ended up holding the space for 9 hours. So we held this barricade for 9 hours. Very curious that, we think that weapons companies don't want arrests because these companies function in our communities by people not knowing that they're there. And it's not about preserving their brand name or their good reputation. It's about no one knowing that they're there. Because if people become aware that, you know, there's a bullet factory, there is no social license for weapons manufacturers. There's nobody who thinks, oh, yeah, that's a good industry to have.
There's been this ongoing infiltration of Australian manufacturing and moving it towards weapons production, hasn't there? Like you say, in an insidious way.
Yeah, so, I mean, under Turnbull, they decided they were going to give an extra almost $300 billion to boost the weapons manufacturing industry. They talk about it as, you know, sovereign capability, which means, you know, I think manufacturing weapons in Australia is what that translates to. But what it really means is that our money is going into the hands of private weapons corporations, usually big US corporations. So, you know, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon, all the General Dynamics, all the big ones get our money to help them make weapons in Australia. And, you know, they're happy. They're getting taxpayer money. Yay. And for us, it's just a loss in every single direction. So it's a loss in terms of democracy because weapons corporations are gaining more and more power over governance, over, like, they're basically direct defence policy now. They, you know, with through their lobbyists and through their think tanks and whatever, like the people who write the defence paper, the defence, you know, white paper that becomes policy, are weapons company personnel. Like, that's who they basically design our defence policy. So there's a loss of democracy. There's a loss of money from our economy. I mean, $270 billion over 10 years going into the hands of private weapons corporations, but also now $368 billion going to a UK company, BAE, to make nuclear submarines that will be obsolete by the time we get them. So, I mean, the loss of money is just immense. Like,
Thales is an interesting company too, because it's French, and I mean it's associated with various one of the people that are to do with universities. I mean, quite besides the American companies and their infiltration of Melbourne University, and then there's Sydney University. I think the vice chancellor of Sydney University is associated with Thales. It's a French company, and it's not just bullets, is it, with Thales?
No, so Thales are making a bunch of
munitions. Is that how you say it, Thales?
I think so.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's Thales.
Thales,
so the Vice Chancellor of Sydney University, I think, is the president of the board of Thales.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Yeah, and RMIT has Elbert, and Melbourne Uni has Lockheed Martin, and University of Queensland has Boeing. So, yeah, this is another way that the weapons companies are kind of, you know, insinuating themselves into our public institutions. They're also in high schools.
Yeah.
So Thales is a French multi-billion-dollar company who have been supplying the Indonesian Navy for 40 years. So a lot of the naval guns in Indonesia are Thales guns. So people might recall the Biak massacre in 1998 when naval ships opened fire on an assembly of a couple of hundred people on the island of Biak in West Papua. So those would have been Thales guns. And they also make, you know, a series of kind of explosive projectiles. So Thales rockets were found in a village in the highlands of West Papua about a year ago. There were a number of helicopter attacks on villages in the highlands, firing, you know, these rockets that explode. I mean, they're sort of like small missiles. And some of them didn't explode, and there's a photograph of a child holding one of the unexploded missiles, and that's how we were able to identify that this was a Thales bomb. So our action on Tuesday was in solidarity with folks in West Papua. So our friends in Papua knew we were taking the action. They knew we were there, and they were pretty pleased about it. And the other solidarity angle was with the elders of Yuendumu, who were calling for there to be no police guns. So that was our major call at this action, was disarm police. They don't need guns. And Naya are there making bank every time there's a police shooting.
Is there ways people can help out with your campaign? Because this is only one step in the campaign, isn't it?
True, yeah. So we're called Wage Peace. But I mean, reaching out via our website or our social media is the best way to contact us. We do run public events from time to time, so come along to one of those and let us know that you're keen. Otherwise, you know, take action in your own area. There are weapons companies all over Australia hiding in our suburbs, and they're all up to no good. I mean, they take our money and then they make weapons that are going to be used against us. So it's just a loss in every direction.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Zelda.
No worries.